following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Yeah. Hey, what's poppin', everybody? It is the Drew and Mike Show live from the Deals in the D.com studios, also known as the Red Shovel Studios, which is absolutely freezing right now. Why are you hearing Mark's voice and not Drew's? Well, Drew is off today. He's not here. We're going to roll out some best of. More on that in a bit. Brandon's here with me. Hi, Brandon.
I am. Hello.
Did you have a good first Mother's Day?
I did.
Kristen?
Well, Kristen enjoyed it more than I did.
What are you? Are you upset at that?
No, I'll get my day coming up soon. When is Father's Day?
I don't know. No one cares about Father's Day.
I don't know. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, though. I got a chance to see my mom. It's great.
Aw. And how's Bill doing? I know people are very worried about Bill.
I do got to give a Bill update because I've gotten a lot of people message me online.
What a fighter that little thing is.
And I'm not able to respond to everybody individually, but so far he's hanging on. It's not the best prognosis in the world. We're not 100% out of the woods yet, but he's fighting. He's trying to get his intestines to kind of work on their own, and we'll know more in the next couple days. So unfortunately, I don't have the best update, but he is hanging in there for now.
Do you think he has any idea what's going on?
That's
really the sad thing about it. This dog's just sitting there going, why am I here?
I know it.
I feel like crap.
He's getting poked and prodded, and that's what I hate the most is he's hurting here and there, but he's fighting. He wasn't supposed to make it this far, so we'll see if he makes it a little bit farther. I think he just wants to come home, and we like to bring him home, too.
Aww. Zotford and Holly, they're conducting a very unique VIP for key event. During this event, you can exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2019 Ford without spending a dime out of your own pocket. Also, their goal is going to be to match or lower your monthly payment. Zotford's managers have been authorized to assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or your lease, no matter what you owe. This event will feature a straight VIP key for key exchange. You can give Zotford the keys to your current vehicle, and they'll give you the keys to a brand new 2019 Ford. No hassle, no gimmicks, no shenanigans. Just go see Maz, or of course, Maz's own personal sales manager, Gary, or any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, and tell them that the Drew and Mike Show sent you. There's a really interesting article in the Free Press. Normally, I don't read car articles, but there was an article in there about what cars are sold back within the first year. So cars that you just want to get rid of because they suck. And I was glad to see that there were, I don't think, any of the Detroit 3 in the top 10.
Really?
But all I can think of is, how much must a car suck to want to just unload it within the first year? And the first one is a Nissan Versa Note, which was a car I didn't even know existed.
Nissan Note.
Versa Note. And I'm sorry if anybody out there has one. It is the ugliest car I've ever seen, so maybe they bought it without even looking at it and decided within the first year they have to get rid of it. But 19.3% of Metro Detroiters in the last 4 years resold those cars within a year.
No kidding.
Like, it's that dumpy of a car.
So it's not like it's a lemon and it broke down. They just
don't want it.
They just do not want it. It's probably really slow.
It's ugly. Mm. It's an ugly car. Audis are all over the top list, too.
Audis?
Yes.
You think that's because people are buying something that they believe is a luxury and it's going to get them some head turns, and then they realize they can't afford it, maybe?
I think you hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of people, or a lot of cars on this list that are luxury cars, but the Versa Note starts at 15 grand, which just made me laugh, because then after that, it's Audi Q3, Jaguar XF, Audi A3, Audi A4. So your theory is probably right. You just can't afford it, or it's not what you thought it was, so you want to turn around and sell it.
15K?
For that thing?
Well, you're not, for $15,000 for a brand new vehicle, you're not going to get the greatest of the great, so.
Yeah, but you know that going in, and now you're just going to unload it?
It's small. It doesn't look like there's a lot of room. I'm telling you.
Well, you know that before you buy it.
You probably put the pedal to the metal and it just goes nowhere.
I hope there's someone out there that just loves their Versa Note and is really furious right now and wants to buy anybody's Versa Note.
Come in front of the studio and do some burnouts.
That list was just for Detroit. Nationally, the Note does a little better. It only, instead of first place, it's in eighth.
But, okay, well, what's the number one nationally?
Mercedes-Benz C-Class, which, really nice car, apparently not.
It might be a nice car. I really think that maybe people who are getting that midlife crisis, who want to get a great vehicle, they purchase it, they love it for the first month, and then they realize, I could be, in something, a nice vehicle, but save a lot of money every month.
That makes a little bit of sense. Hey, speaking of saving money,
Hall Financial, it's the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show and our entire network. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard it from our listeners. They have over 500 five-star reviews. I actually think that's up to 600 now.
Ooh.
They always put you first. In fact, 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them. Here is a testimonial. If you're going to work with someone in the Metro Detroit area, this is your team. From start to finish, they were attentive, made the process very easy, checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news at all. Even the sellers were impressed. Now is the great time to refinance. You can help your cash flow by not having to make a payment. Don't wait. See why over 500 clients are raving about the team over at Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS 1467435.
And I was just reading a story, too. Rates have dropped. So it's one of those things you don't always think about, but you might as well check in with them, see what kind of rate you can get. Save some money so you don't have to unload your first and note.
Hey, Mark, are you going on a sex strike?
I've always been on a sex strike. Well, I mean, wait, you mean with another person or with myself?
I don't know. It's trending all over Twitter right now. The great sex strike.
If you were to tell me the story and guess what celebrity came up with it, I think I would have nailed it right on the head. Because Alyssa Milano cannot do anything right. She tends to piss off both sides of an issue, no matter what the issue is.
Yeah, this is obviously stemming from that Georgia abortion law that's kind of, I don't know if it's in effect now or if it just passed. I don't know.
I don't care. I don't live in Georgia. It's one of the heartbeat bills.
Yeah, but she's also saying if you're going to get an abortion in Georgia, you can be put into prison for life. And that's not the case. There's a lot of misinformation.
Wow, a lot of hysteria. Imagine that. But her solution is for all women to have a sex strike, which is just laughable because we've talked about this before. I don't know why people don't realize that women like to have sex too.
It does seem weird. Even people on her side of the argument, they're not even for this either because, yes.
They want to have sex. They want to get it on.
They just don't feel like this is the right way to kind of protest this because you're basically saying abstinence when, in fact, the other side says, yeah, abstinence. I know, absolutely.
They've really picked up on that. There's a lot of tweets thanking her for this, which I'm sure she didn't expect. The ones that really drive me nuts, though, are way to disclude LGBTQ communities with that. And I'm sitting there going, do lesbians have lesbian sex in the hope of getting pregnant, or is that a problem? There's a lot of lesbians getting pregnant from lesbian sex.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. I saw a lot of that people saying, "Well, you're only kind of pandering towards cis men,
because
cis hetero men."
I don't even know what that is, but that's how babies are made. I don't know if people know that. It takes a man and a woman. Not saying that lesbians couldn't have it, but most likely they're going to have sex with another woman. They're not going to get pregnant that way. If they want to have a baby, they're going to need a little help.
I just think Alyssa Milano is the worst spokesperson.
She's a moron.
I mean, it's kind of like the David Hogg thing where, yes, that side definitely needs some sort of a voice and a representative, but he's the wrong one. And I think everything that Alyssa Milano jumps on, she's just the wrong representative.
That theory of the wrong spokesperson for a topic first really hit home with me when it was George Zimmerman for Stand Your Ground. He was just the wrong guy to be representing that crowd.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
That's weird. I'm sure Drew will have a lot to say about it later in the week. I don't know, because it seems like it's crashing and burning, but it's very much alive on social media.
Oh, Alyssa Milano will keep it alive. She wrote an op-ed today, so that's great. That's her way of keeping it alive.
I can't wait to listen to her next podcast.
That's the thing she has done that's really pissed me off recently is using that title for her podcast, Sorry Not Sorry. I wanted to own that and just keep that for ourselves.
I think you wanted to make a t-shirt at one point.
I know.
Now she screwed us over.
Okay, couple bits coming up right out of the gate is it's kind of long-winded. Maz was in, and we were talking about Tom Cruise, and we got off Tom Cruise pretty quick and led into a celebrity that Maz thinks is very attractive, and boy, is he taken to task
Crap.
For that. And then it leads into a review, which he had not seen yet, of the documentary Gringo on your relative, Brandon, John McAfee.
Oh, right.
Grandpa yeah. John.
You know how many people ask me about that, too?
Really?
If I go to
your
a store.
Common, though.
If I go to a store and, you're McAfee, how are you related to the software? And I always just tell people, yeah, I am.
No, why don't you just say, what, malware? Malware bites? Or what are some of the other?
Norton?
Yeah, Norton. Why don't you say, I think it's not Norton.
I just know that everybody just, they always ask me when I'm, out and about at stores, if I'm related to John McAfee, who's a killer, who's murdered people.
He's never been tried.
Never been tried, but he's also, abused animals. He's just a weird dude. He lost, $50 billion, and I don't know.
And thank you for not spoiling the best stuff, because that's not, you didn't even mention the weirdest thing about him.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Which is coming up right here, and then you'll have to hear more from Brandon and me right after this.
Wow, that's the real Tom Cruise right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. How'd you like to be married to him?
Woo!
Now,
woo!
Refresh my memory on Brooke Shields and him.
Brooke Shields?
Yeah. They used to be a thing?
They were a couple, I guess. No, they dated a little bit. I don't think they were anything serious, were they?
My favorite Brooke Shields story is when Jackson invited her to the award show and showed up with Emmanuel Lewis. Was it Emmanuel Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis. He carried
Webster.
Emmanuel Lewis all night.
Webster.
And people were laughing at her backstage.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but she had no idea Emmanuel Lewis was even coming.
Yeah.
Well, her book is actually damn good. She tells some great stories about Agassi. How she had,
really?
She had to kiss somebody on the set of Friends, and Agassi was so pissed, he left the set and drove straight from Las Vegas home to California. No,
really?
Straight from California home to Vegas, I think it was.
Quite an overreaction.
Yeah, and destroyed his trophy collection.
Oh, wow. That's a cool.
And she got there, and there's a room full of glass, and it's like, what the hell happened? And he explains to her he was so pissed.
Why?
Because she kissed somebody.
Job.
She kissed somebody on the set. She didn't tell him. It's going to happen. He didn't approve. So he drove straight home and destroyed his trophy collection.
And then went out with Barbara Streisand.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Him and Babs were a thing.
I don't know what the hell that was all about.
Was he got a thing for big noses? Because he married Steffi Graf, too.
He liked Babs. Him and Babs were a hot thing.
Oh, man. See, that bums
weren't a hot thing.
Yeah, they were.
A hot
thing?
Absolutely.
Stop calling her Babs. God.
Yeah. Act like you like her or something.
I did like Barbara Streisand.
I got to Google this.
Because I kind of liked Andre
Agassi.
Against
me again, huh? You don't believe?
No, I believe you.
Okay.
I just think it's ridiculous.
All right.
Because remember 60 Minutes of that big story on him, what a prick his dad was? Because when he had that book out.
Oh, yeah.
And then he started his own school. He seems like a good dude now that he's with Graf.
Him and Graf were meant for each other.
I know. But now I hear these two stories, and it kind of bummed me out.
That does bum me out that he ran home and got pissed off at Brooks.
No, I'm more concerned about him dating Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that's really
it's
weird.
Disgusting.
I think that might have been kind of overblown.
She used to sit in his the player's box during the U.S. Open back in the day. I would say it was back in the
that means they're dating
back in the early 90s. Yeah, they were a thing.
Why?
I don't.
So he nailed her?
Oh God, yeah.
She was 70.
No, she wasn't.
She was 60. She was at least 60.
She was a little older than him, sure.
No, she's like 30 years older than him.
But he was a
I guarantee
stud athlete. He could have done way better.
Are you still looking it up?
Yeah.
Jay, help me out. Barbara Streisand and Andre Agassi.
That is not a real thing.
Barbara Streisand and Andre Agassi. Agassi was 28 years Barbara Streisand's junior when they dated in the early 90s.
Told you.
Dated.
Yes, they were a thing.
No, they weren't.
He didn't bang her.
Yes,
never banged
her.
No, she never saw
she was sitting in the player's box. Everyone gets banged if you're sitting
in
the player's box.
Wait, if you're in the player's box, does that mean you've been laid by someone on the court?
Yes. If you're in the player's box, you're getting laid.
Doesn't royalty sit in the box?
Well...
Yeah, well, they got put out.
I don't know what to tell you.
They didn't. He's very intelligent, very sensitive.
You're in that tennis box. You mean something.
Barbara Streisand said, he's very evolved, more than his linear years.
What does that mean? Shut up.
Linear years.
I think that was right after Barbara Streisand was in Prince of Tides with Nick Nolte.
Oh, my God, Tom.
The couple split shortly after.
I always thought Barbara was sexy.
Are you kidding?
I always.
When?
Oh, my God.
Always. I always.
Did you pound
her
off to Barbara Streisand?
I think I did.
Let's see.
You did not.
I think I did.
Please, Maz, tell me you never did that.
I loved Babs.
I'm going to see if she's on Mistress.
What was happening when you were pounding off? What was going on in your mind with Babs?
I don't know.
I'd rather you beat off to Andre Agassi.
We were in the studio together.
Were you naked with Barbara Streisand?
Yes, I was.
Were you on top of her?
No, she was on top.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In her new book, Barbara the Way She Is, Christopher Anderson alleged Streisand notched up many big names on her star-studded belt, including Prince Charles. Prince Charles?
She hit them all, man.
Why would she bang Prince Charles?
He's ugly.
Dodie Fayed? What did Dodie Fayed have besides a lot of money?
She tried him out before Princess Di.
Andre Agassi and Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Other alleged former conquests include Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty fell for that?
Well, he nailed everything.
Ryan O'Neal, Steve McQueen. Yeah, she it must have been when there was nothing else available.
Barbara Streisand was a hottie.
She's never been. She's never been even attractive. She's not even pretty.
Very attractive.
No, I'm watching her in The Owl and the Pussycat.
She's like a 5.5.
Bring her up.
Not that hot.
Give him Mark, some what do you give her? I give her 5.5.
Give him some Barbara Streisand sexy images.
6 at the most.
All right, here's a video from A Star Is Born. She looks disgusting.
She's great looking. She looks disgusting.
She got Don Johnson's crank.
Yeah.
Really?
Gross. Yeah.
John Voight, he's in the hung jury, allegedly.
Did you say Yentl?
Yeah, what about Yentl?
Let's no, see, don't look Yentl. At Yentl.
She's gross.
Don't look
Here
at Yentl.
She's in Yentl.
No, don't look Here at Yentl.
Richard Gere, Elliot Gould, Omar Sharif.
Hey, that's my cousin,
Liam
by
Neeson.
The way. Omar Sharif's my cousin.
He's your cousin?
Yes.
Call him.
He's dead. He's my grandfather's.
Show him his phone number in your phone book.
Call someone who will
verify
it.
He's my grandfather's first cousin.
Well, so then his phone number, then, if he's your cousin.
His last name really is Shalhoub, like my mom.
That's just something. Shalhoub. That's just something you Syrians tell each other.
No, that's a fact. That is a fact.
Is there a picture of him on your dad's wall of fame?
No.
Why not?
It's my mom's dad, by the way.
Oh,
my mom's dad.
Streisand was allegedly banned from the White House by First Lady Hillary Clinton after she discovered the singer had stayed the night while she was away, and Bill Clinton remained at home. Oh, I remember that. That was written about. I never believed that, though. I thought that couldn't be. But I don't know.
Babs was a good piece of ass.
I don't find her attractive at all. She must have.
I don't either. I seriously, I don't even think she's pretty.
No.
She is.
No, she's got a gross body. She's got
a really
not very attractive face. She's got a big nose.
She's all yours, Tom.
Good. I'll take her.
What do you like about her? What do you find attractive about her?
Very sexy about her.
What about her body do you like?
I liked her boobs.
She's not reaction.
Yeah, she had great reaction. Yeah, she had good reaction.
In Yentl?
No, don't look at Yentl. Look at Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides? Yes. She was even older then.
Bring her up at Prince of Tides.
Why does she spend 8 hours demanding on all this lighting to be perfect if she's that hot?
Well, first of all, her voice is amazing. I'm
like, all right.
Who cares about her voice? Her voice does not make her hotter.
Sure it does.
You're not going to hear it with your penis in there.
Give him some...
She's singing in this fantasy when you were nude and she's on top of you?
She's singing. Memories.
Oh God.
I'd be so bummed.
You're the worst.
I can't think of one song she's ever sung that I would ever want to hear again.
She has her own channel on Sirius.
Look at her. Oh, God. Look at that.
What are some of her other songs?
Don't make me name them.
I don't know.
Her net worth is the sexiest thing about her, $340 million.
Well, James Brolin, wasn't it James Brolin that was worried about...
Oh, yeah, he didn't want to fall asleep because he'd miss her.
I like her voice. I guess I like her accent and all. She's a New York chick. I dig her.
But, Tom, there's so many better New York chicks.
A million.
Look, you guys brought up Barbara Streisand. You brought her up. I'm just mentioning that I liked her.
I'm just trying to find out what twisted fantasy you have that makes her hot.
I find her attractive. I like her nose.
You like her nose?
I do.
You have
I like the way she looks.
You have
she
the Andre cool. Agassi fetish. You like
she look kind of cross-eyed, too.
Well, maybe. I think she's...
Jelly Gordon, she has the curly hair.
I love the curly hair look.
From A Star Is Born?
I did. I love that look.
Oh, my God.
Do you like the fat ass look, too?
She's like Ronald
fat
McDonald.
Fat ass look?
Yeah.
Not really.
But she's got a fat ass.
How about the bitchy look when she chastises you and yells at you?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
You're such a liar.
Maz, can you imagine how much she would yell at you if you were with her for more than 5 minutes?
Thomas, you're not recycling properly.
I would take it from her.
Do you know anything about climate change? You're not evolved at all.
I won't even get into this next one. She kind of reminds me a little of Bette Midler.
Bette Midler? Has she been a subject of pounding off, too?
I kind of like Bette Midler a little. Really? Yeah. I don't love her, all her songs. I'm just saying I kind of dig her.
She's a you like body chicks, huh? Tom's, you like loud women.
She's body.
Tom's pounding it to. Did you ever know you were my hero?
I'm doing strictly looks here and personality.
Maybe Tom sings that to himself when he pounds.
What's her name? Has a great personality. What's her
Midler?
Name? Matt Midler's got a great personality.
She's kind of cool.
She's a cool like
her,
chick.
I just don't think she's that hot. I mean, looking.
Okay.
But she's cool. I mean, I like her. I mean, she seems like she'd be fun to have a beer with.
The wind beneath Tom's wings.
Did you hear Vince Scully sing that, by the way, on his last day?
He sang Wind Beneath My Wings.
To the crowd. Yes.
What?
He has a record. He recorded a record, Wind Beneath My Wings, that he made for his wife. And
why?
They played it on the last day of,
oh my God, how awkward.
Of his last game.
Was everybody in the stands pretending to like it?
No, they were crying.
Because it was so bad?
Everybody was crying.
Because it was so awkward.
There he is. Please, if Jay could find it and they play it.
Oh my God,
what
don't play
it. In the hell is
you
this?
You have to hear it. It's very touching.
Would win the game 10 to nothing.
Why don't you just die
no
already?
Tension, and it would be a nice, easy day. Because I have a very, very small, modest contribution on my last day.
Go a little
day.
Forward on this, Jay.
I have always felt anyway on the wind beneath my wings. And that's what you are.
What a wordsmith.
You're the wings beneath the team's wing.
He sings
you're
it.
The team beneath my wing. So I know it's modest. I know it's an watch. Amateur.
Yeah, Miller's worth $230
million. Do you mind listening?
Sexier now, isn't she? There's his wife.
Oh, that's his much younger wife.
Hey, see Vin
he married wife. A chick who's like 50.
Look at all
the players are all looking up. They're like, what
they're
the fuck
crying.
Is this?
They're all crying. Watch. They start crying. Everybody in the crowd cries.
Out of awkwardness. They don't know what to do.
There it is.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
I thought of you guys.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
I swear. I thought of you guys. When he was singing this, I'm like, if they get a hold of this, they're going to ruin my guy, Vince Scully. They're going to ruin him.
Why are people pretending this isn't horrible? I mean, why, seriously, if I was in the crowd, I'd be booing right
you
now.
You wouldn't. You'd be
yes,
crying.
I would.
Look at those people. They're
I'd say,
crying.
I don't care if you've been there 67 years or 167 years.
Look,
this sucks.
Look, they're hugging.
I would be laughing my
the
balls off.
Hugging.
This isn't singing anyway.
This is his record.
What an ego this guy has.
Massive.
Forcing people to listen to this shit.
They play the whole thing. I'm like, wow, they're going to go the whole way with this.
He's crying. He's moved by his own terrible singing. He's moved by his own lack of greatness.
Oh, we got to get a good copy
of this. He's got greatness.
This is so awkward. I mean, this should have been a great moment. He ruined it. His ego ruined the moment.
Nice, nice looking. Did you ever know that
you're those people are like, what do we do?
This is the great, look! This is the great Vince Scully.
Yeah, tell me you did not like this song.
Just ask him.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You couldn't have.
I was sweating.
We can't be friends if you like this.
I was sweating thinking you guys. I swear I was. It kind of ruined the whole moment for me, knowing you guys would kill him.
Awful, man.
He's sweet.
That's terrible. He can't sing, first of all, and he's an announcer. Why is he singing this song? Why just tell people that he likes them a lot? Look, I love you. You've been great. You've been, all right, the wind beneath my wings. You even say it, but not sing it. His voice is terrible. You like his voice?
I just thought it was kind of fun. It was cute.
Why?
Yes, God, how am I going to get you out of this?
Those people crying.
Are you going to record an album for your wife?
No, I can't sing.
Oh, well, neither can
Vince
either.
Scully. I'm not Vince Scully. If I'm Vince Scully, I'll do whatever the hell I want.
I think you'd be a better singer than Vince Scully. You should probably do it.
Oh, this is like a 5-minute song. I can't even listen to the rest of it. Please make it stop. No, no, man, stop. God.
Atrocious.
That was, I can't believe that happened. Can you believe that happened, Mark?
I can't believe you missed it.
Can you believe he subjected those people who were there to honor him to that piece of shit song? I mean, that's stunning.
I'm glad I missed. You know, I purposely did not see any of the Vin Scully stuff because
I was watching football. Then my friend tipped me off. Hey, it's Vin's last inning. So I switched it over, and they were down a run. I'm like,
did they go? I think you might do Wind Beneath My Wings. You better go.
What
over
I said? I swear I said this. They will win this game on a walk-off home run. And of course, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Who hit it?
I forgot.
Vin Scully did.
A guy that's a journeyman. Charlie something. Charlie, a journeyman, hit it.
They let Vin pinch hit. They threw a big meatball, and he crushed it. Isn't 450.
Oh, and he hit it like barely out of the infield. They let him run around the bases. They all like fell over the ball and tripped every time they got near it.
He called a walk-off game-winning home run. And the Dodgers clinched the pennant. They clinched the National League West pennant.
Somebody had to carry him around the bases. they dipped him at each base so he could touch it.
That's a pitch, man. Barbara Streisand would never date you guys.
Drew, they get the home base.
Thank God.
Drew, they get him to home base. It's like throwing him out of a Western bar. They just slide him across the home plate.
It was like dwarf tossing.
Hey, Vin won the game.
Look at his wife. His wife is like 50. Oh. What happened to his first wife? Did he kill her?
Come on. This is his original wife.
Well, after he poisoned his first wife?
This is his original wife.
After he had the game-winning home run, you know he went home and pounded that pussy all night.
They were married like 60 years, these two people.
That's his second wife.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his second wife, isn't it?
That's his second wife?
60 years.
Look at her.
She's not even 60 years old.
Yeah. She's a kid.
He traded up, Tom.
You better find out about that, Mark.
All right.
I think
gladly.
He traded up. I'm pretty sure.
I could have sworn he was married for 50-something years.
I got it.
Mark's looking it up. Don't waste your battery.
She's 80. She got a head transplant.
Can you play the rest of that song for me?
No, do not.
It's almost over.
You know, we need, Mark, we need to find Gringo. Since Matt hasn't shared with us, it's our turn to share with him.
Scully endured a pair of personal tragedies. The first... 1972, his 35-year-old wife, Joan Crawford, died of an accidental medical overdose.
Oh, he poisoned her. He got rid of her so he could marry this chick.
And he married Sandra Hunt in 73, who had it doesn't say.
Younger.
So that's her?
Gotta be her.
Yeah.
So they married 40-something years.
Her neck looks 20 years younger than Maureen McCormick's.
Oh, poor Maureen.
It does. Have you seen her turkey neck on Dancing with the Stars? Isn't that awful?
That's
disgusting.
Somebody's got to do something about
that. Is
she
still on the show?
No, they kicked her neck off.
She's gone?
No, she's still on.
On.
All right, who got eliminated?
She was bawling her eyes out yesterday in the pregame before she danced. Yep.
Do you have Gringo saved?
She couldn't get the dance down.
Do you know if you have it saved?
Gringo?
I don't think I saved it because I just...
Here it is.
Oh, there it is. You're going to love this, man.
I think I have it queued, too, hopefully.
This will be something you probably never... You're going to learn something new.
So Gringo's...
Know that.
Gringo's a... I'll just set it up for you.
I learn when I come here.
Have you ever heard of John McAfee? Have you ever heard of McAfee Antivirus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He created it, sold it, went a little...
He's eccentric.
He's
an eccentric multimillionaire.
A little paranoid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, he had a security
obsessed with viruses.
And he had been the subject of multiple... like 2020 and Datelines because he moved on to Belize and then a neighbor ended up dead. I mean, Belize is kind of like the Wild West. It's hard.
Well, the neighbor poisoned his dogs.
Yeah.
So his neighbor was shot the next day. And so the people believed he shot the neighbor. Well, he did. He killed him.
So then he left.
You back that, don't you?
I do.
They poison the dogs.
Yeah.
You're dead.
So then he left the country, escaped to Guatemala, and then just flew back to the States because they have like no detective work in Belize whatsoever.
Yeah, they convict 3% of all murders.
Yeah.
3% of murders there's a conviction.
That's the murder capital of the world.
They just got fingerprinting.
That's yeah, great. They have.
They have no DNA, nothing like that.
Clowns could run wild in Belize.
Yeah, they've never had any conviction other than from a witness testimony, I think they said.
I think it's where Vin Scully killed his first wife, actually.
Is that why he recorded Wind Beneath My Wings?
Hey, Joan, let's go down to Belize. So while he was down there, he also started hitting on all these chicks, these young chicks down there, because he's this rich American. And these are some of the girls, some of John McAfee's girlfriends.
I'll treat all the same. That was pretty young, so I'd be like, okay.
Most of them are 18, 19.
Everyone wanted to be number one, you know, and they were just
see them, there's a collection
number.
Of them.
He treat me the best.
Did you tell him how he buys prostitutes?
He takes me out on lunch.
Did you tell him how he pays these girls?
Yeah, no, that's what they're talking about here is how he pays them, like $900 a day. I mean, everything down there is really cheap. He also had armed mercenaries. One guy was going to kill him, so he went had lunch with him. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
He had lunch with this guy. He's like, hey, I hear you're going to kill me. He's like, that's funny. I thought you were going to kill me. And they laughed, and then he hired him to be his mercenary.
Wow.
He's like his own police force of gang members
Yeah.
who terrorize people.
Yeah.
He's a nut.
He's a total nut. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe you do have something in common with him, Tom. We'll see.
Tom, go shopping. John McAfee used to treat me, well, I say the best.
See? They're all number one.
He's always around me, and when they call him, he would just out of his phone because he's with me. He would spend most of the time with me in the room, and he would bring me breakfast, and, you know.
Oh, that's
he
nice.
Treated
nice
all
guy.
The girls them nice, tell them they're beautiful.
Wonder what kind of
the
breakfast,
right stuff
by
the
way,
girls want to hear.
Like I a full English breakfast?
For the money,
I think it was
at
continental.
First, and then
cereal.
Most of them eventually had real, true feelings for him. They're young, too. It was exciting for them living in this big house and having trips and
rich
American
stuff happy story.
That they wouldn't normally
sure
would have.
Sounds like a happy story.
They didn't meet
Mr.
John.
They're all happy.
Had you ever
plus they all get free antivirus.
Like no. Had you ever had sex for money prior to that or
no. That was my first time.
She's gross, by the way.
I know she's gross.
She's an ugly one.
What
did
you have you do?
Sit on this hammock. The hammock has a hole.
He puts in a hammock.
Oh, boy.
Then after that, he lies down
like
on the hammock. Then he,
you know, he would cut a little hole.
They all have the same
and
story.
He would sit there. That's what he used it for. Because he wanted to have, like, Scott sex, and I didn't agree with that.
What is Scott sex?
And when you poop in someone's mouth.
And he used to make you shit in his mouth. Like that.
Oh, my God.
I've never had done that before. And it
you get paid for that?
For me.
I thought she had to cut the biggest hole.
He puts it under your butt and he asked you to shit in his mouth. Did he ever have regular intercourse, like vaginal intercourse?
No.
Oh, no. Why would you want to do that?
That was the only thing I did.
The shit.
That's the only thing she did.
I think I was grateful because I wanted
to. When you get people to shit in your mouth, why would you have regular sex?
That's not what love she was.
So I didn't care about what he did. So I was worrying about finishing school and doing something with
my
life.
She had nice feelings for him, huh?
Yeah.
Do not eat her shit.
Can you believe that, Tom? This rich guy had, that's the only kind of sex apparently he wanted to have.
Wow. Holy antivirus,
now,
Batman.
When you heard that story going on, what did you think the conclusion was going to be to the hole being cut in the hammock?
I thought he was going to have sex through that hole.
Of course. That's what everybody thinks.
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You would stick your penis through the hammock hole. And he would be laying down or
yes.
the other way.
Yeah. And they would bounce up and down on him.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that he would be laying under there. Like
no, with his mouth
soft
open.
Soft serve ice cream yes. machine unloading into his mouth.
I cannot.
He had his own, well, he called it like a biochemical lab down there. He hired a girl out of Harvard to kind of set it up and run it. It was a big farce. He ended up raping this chick, too, drugging her. That story's horrific.
Raped her? What did he do, give her an enema?
She had a headache one night, and no.
That's a good point, man.
That's really sexy ass.
How do you rape someone to get them to shit in your mouth against
really
their will? Give her an enema.
Take this enema.
A suppository.
Absolutely.
That might be your best joke ever.
Or suppositories into my ass.
I'm sorry.
The joke was an observation.
No.
It's okay.
But he
tied me over this hole in a hammock.
He made me take Dukalox.
He was blowing into my anus. But then they covered up, like, he had all these reports. That was his big downfall. He loved attention, loved the media.
Oh, yeah.
So he kept having these reporters come down here. And then in the end, she leaves because he rapes her. And then he turns the lab into, like, a methamphetamine lab to make tons of meth. I think he was doing tons of meth down there, Drew.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And they kind of left that part out of it. So then he ran for president this year, too.
Wow.
And Gary Johnson, he ran as a libertarian, and Gary Johnson got the nomination, not John McAfee.
Is he still on the, he's still on the loose out there, literally.
Huh? He's never been tried.
Yeah, no, never.
Wow. He's never been tried.
He's back
never
in the
arrested,
States.
Really? Well, he was arrested in Guatemala, but then they just said, we're going to ship you back to America because you entered our country illegally.
So what Americans is he hiring to shit in his mouth now?
Good question. Well, the one black chick in Miami, remember he was gallivanting around with the one black chick?
Yeah, that's right.
He showed his return to Miami, and he was making out with that chick. But the documentary
is so bizarre. How old is he?
Making out with a guy that eats crap?
71.
He's a good-looking 71-year-old. Apparently shitting in your mouth and doing homemade meth is a good...
you know, I'm sorry. I couldn't get past this part of his sexual desire. Wouldn't that be... It just seems like you get hepatitis or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't think anything good can come out of
it. It just seems so unhealthy.
What good can come out of it?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, he obviously got his rocks off. Why? Because he's nuts. Maybe he just liked watching the butthole
open. I mean,
open.
I was expecting some sort of medical
he
update.
He liked to watch it taper.
All right, everyone, it's still going on. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram spring sales event. Let me explain it to you. During Zot's spring sales event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Yeah. And coming up right after this, next best of is going to be, Drew's having a little issues with phones. He used to. I don't think he's gotten a new phone in a long time, but another mistake he did with his phone. And we're going to find out about, let's see what else we're going to find out about.
God, I remember how crusty his phones used to be. Have you ever seen somebody and sometimes they'll have a case and underneath the case is just all this grime and mildew and stuff. Oh, God.
He's pretty rough on his phones. Then we'll find out about Bill O'Reilly's sexual proclivities and what he likes to do and get done and maybe why he lost his job at Fox, which is funny. No one thinks of Bill O'Reilly anymore.
No, I haven't thought of him in a long time.
2 years ago, he got blown out. What is he? He was doing a podcast.
Yeah, I thought he did the podcast. And obviously, his books are big successes.
I love his books.
People love to buy those books. So he's making a living off that.
Yeah, he doesn't really need to do anything. I think he fed off the whole the feedback that you get when you do a show. And he wasn't
Fuck it.
He wasn't doing that anymore. So that's coming up, plus more on this best of Drew and Mike for Mother's Day Monday. We'll be back brand new tomorrow with 4 shows on the Red Shovel Network. This is a new read from Yalda, by the way, and I refuse to pre-read it. So this is going to be new to me. With 4 shows on the Red Shovel Network, as it continues to grow, thanks to you, the loyal listeners, we're approaching a combined 900,000 downloads a week. What? I didn't even know that. After starting at 0 3 years ago. Another great thing is that sponsors who allow us to do this, they also grow with us. And that is Dr. Yaldo. Like Dr. Yaldo, he's ratcheted up the lifestyle of so many of our listeners with his 2 state-of-the-art surgeries. I think everybody knows him by now. The custom CATS LASIK. It is the most advanced in the world where you can get better than 20/20 vision, possibly. Most people do. And multifocal lens implants for people 45 or older who want to get great far vision and never need those annoying reading glasses again. That's one of the things,
45.
One of these things about getting older, because I'm 43 now. I can see that 45 on the horizon as if it's a definitive mark. And my vision is starting. I've had LASIK before. My vision's starting to go.
And
I know. I'm just like waiting for all this. So I'm like, why? I'm not going to get my eyes fixed now. I'll just wait till I have to get multifocal lens implants. Trudy got LASIK. She obviously doesn't need prescription glasses. But last week she got some great designer sunglasses from Dr. Yaldo's new optical department. And Eli says that multifocal implants help rid him of glasses, reading glasses. And many of you have also raved about how great it was to throw away the 20th century crap like contacts, glasses, and reading glasses right in the garbage. It's a great feeling. Make the call. Get up to half off of custom LASIK through this week if you mention the Drew and Mike Show, No BS News Hour with Charlie Lit Duff, which there should be a new one of pretty soon. If not, it should be up there by now. ML Soul of Detroit podcast, which is new. And, of course, Eli, Denny, and Bob Page with No Filter Sports podcast. Mention any of them. You can get up to half off of custom LASIK through this week. 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES. Or, of course, go online. Yaldo, eyecenter.com More.
Good with, job.
Thank you. More with the best of Drew Mike right here.
You said it is a big story today about if your phone gets wet, you know, because of Harvey.
Oh, yeah. We'll put it in rice.
Well, that's what I said.
Unless you're Asian, because then it looks racist.
They said multiple websites suggest sticking electronics in a bag of uncooked rice to draw the water out. But they said that actually doesn't work and can introduce dust and starch into the phone as well.
Fuck off.
It's worked for you before, Drew.
I know it did work. Several I agree. Times. I was pissed.
Frankly, I'd rather have dust in my phone than water.
Well, they said rice was slower to work than just leaving the phone out on the counter, and neither worked fast enough. But after about 48 hours in rice, only 13% of the water came out of the phone. How'd they measure that, by the way?
13%.
The preferred method to safely dry phones is to boil off the water inside them at low temperatures under vacuum. What?
Under vacuum?
How do you boil off the water at low temperatures? Because to boil, it has to be... What?
Oh, you said dryer? Under vacuum. I pictured it like like no gravity.
That doesn't. I don't.
Your cell phone blows.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. How do you tell a news story that you don't know what they're talking about?
Just hold
it. Oh, that's my phone.
Under vacuum?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
You know what's easier? Putting it in a bag of rice and zipping it up.
I agree. I'll take the 13%.
Watch out for dust. Watch out for dust.
My phone worked for years after that.
Remember that time you microwaved your phone?
That's what I was going to say.
It's one of the most perplexing stories.
Quite a few incidents involving the phone. I think it involves sleepwalking, if I remember correctly.
Put your phone in the microwave.
A lot of coffee in that phone.
Nuked it.
Yeah, there's a lot of coffee in that phone.
Yeah, but it
coffee apparently is not very dangerous to the future of a phone, because I poured a lot of coffee on phones.
Or a radio board. The board had a lot of coffee on it.
That board had a lot of coffee in it.
Do you remember when we switched studios?
Yep.
To the new building, and they pulled that board apart. That
yep.
was thoroughly disgusting.
Times you could push on the, you know, push on it, and a little coffee would
like
seep
sponge.
Out. Yep.
There's a lot of work done in that room.
I remember
too. A lot of other shows too. It wasn't just our show.
Yeah, Ben Hollow pouring coffee all over the board
all the time.
Yeah, he used to. I think he used to burn the carpet too with cigarettes.
No, that was.
He did. That was Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil
Shepherd spilled coffee on that board a few times, I think. At least a few times.
She was the first in-studio guest, right?
Total slob. Remember the little squares of carpet we could
peel
them off?
Yeah, that's what I was
talking
about.
Oh, yeah.
Put them in the other studio.
At first, we'd try to find a square that kind of matched in the other studio. And by the end of it, it was like, whatever one doesn't have a burn hole in it, we don't care if it matches or not.
Clark would just go, Jimmy, come here and do that carpet magic.
Yeah, I need a new square of carpet.
Yeah, there was some magical work done, no doubt.
I remember, Drew, when you nuked your phone, we realized how well you knew that keyboard.
Because like,
you couldn't see it. It was melted.
Yeah.
And you were still texting away. The thing was fried.
I'm tough on phones. Just fuck it. This is what Bill O'Reilly would say.
Did you see his nice little statement?
No, I hadn't seen his statement.
Just released it.
Fuck it.
That should be the statement. I'm going to predict. I'm just going to guess that... Okay, for his statement, he probably is, I'm going to say that he's going to take the high road and say he thanks his viewers and he thanks Fox and he...
You don't think he'll stick to his guns of
what I think he will stick to his guns, absolutely. I just don't know if he wants to say that today, but by the look on your face, he must have said something today about being held up and...
It is tremendously disheartening that we part ways due to completely unfounded claims.
Okay. I was wrong.
Over the past 20 years at Fox News, I've been extremely proud to launch and lead one of the most
successful
news programs in history.
That was coming.
Which has constantly informed...
Oh, wait, in news history? Is that what he said? Oh, what?
Entertained millions of Americans and significantly contributed to building Fox into the dominant... I mean, he's true. I mean, that is true. It's tremendously disheartening that we part ways due to completely unfounded claims. Well, are they really parting ways because the advertisers dropped out?
Yeah, no, his show would not
really what it's about.
His show could no longer be profitable, and I think that's the big misnomer today. I saw a lot of celebration over the fact that the women fighting back, that this is a big victory for women, and I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but this is about the advertisers not spending the money in his show. The fact that you could not show your product on his show anymore, and the revenue would be virtually zero. If he were to continue, it's not because Fox
loves women and wants them to be treated fairly in the workplace. I think they've proven.
I mean, the new accusations don't help, but make no bones about it.
You mean the hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate and then the other lady, the your bag's ugly lady.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was never, that was
Wendy
never
Walsh.
A settlement. Yeah, Wendy Walsh.
Uh-oh. And that is it for us today.
He met the Pope today, by the way.
Oh, cool. The Pope. What a wild day.
There's a picture of the Pope shaking hands with Bill O'Reilly. He was part of a VIP audience for the Pope.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
You think the Pope didn't have any idea of all this stuff?
I tweeted today, the Pope needs to get cable.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, he's on Twitter.
He's just not terribly informed.
The Pope's on Twitter. Does he not follow any?
Oh, is the Pope tweeting away?
Oh, yeah. The Pope's been on Twitter for a long time. He gets trolled like crazy, too.
Oh, my God. Really? Did he apologize for shaking hands with Bill O'Reilly?
I don't know.
It inappropriate?
No idea.
I don't think so.
Just for S&Gs, I went back and read the 2004 filing against him.
The one we were talking about last week?
Yeah, the infamous one with
pounding
the loofah.
Off on the phone, the loofah.
Yeah. So if you want to go through it, it's pretty funny, I thought.
A few highlights I think are worth.
Is there going to be a backlash on the Pope and they're going to call for his resignation now?
I don't know. Is
they
that
call
picture,
for everybody to be fired, you know, the Pope?
They're going
to
pull his the advertising.
Yeah, the Pope approves of the activities of Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, clearly.
Step down.
Sadly. I mean, first it's the kids being molested. Now he's kissing Bill O'Reilly's ass. Man.
The Pope had a beer the other day, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, really? Yeah, I saw that.
The Pope likes to party.
I thought it made the Pope look kind of cool.
He's the cool Pope.
Yeah, true. But I don't know if O'Reilly's a good association for the Pope.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Are they going to toss him a ton of money? I don't know what his contract is. Because I know Root, what is it?
Something.
Ailes
got
like,
20 million.
Oh, yeah, he got a million.
I don't know why they would have to give Bill O'Reilly a penny. I don't know what his contract says.
Well,
he might have one of those, you know, personal.
Fucking thing sucks!
But he wasn't fired for his performance.
Except he can't attract advertisers anymore. He has no advertisers. That's conceivably part of your performance, I would think. If you're no longer able to attract advertisers.
I mean, honestly, can he
really blame them for not being able to sell his time, his large audience? I mean, I think they would have a good... I think that it'd be an interesting case if it went to
really
court if they refused.
Case.
Because I can't believe a jury would side with Bill O'Reilly, who's making $18 million a year and has made $18 million a year and is selling books out his ass.
Yeah. I know. He'll be fine.
But, you know, he will be
That's
absolutely
nobody
fine.
Nobody cares because he'll be fine.
Not only that, I wondered, I don't know, I've never really pictured this happening, but is it possible anybody would put pressure on the publishers to
pull his
drop
books?
Him or not keep giving him book deals?
Hmm.
I mean, really, publishers are low profile.
Anybody's going to protest anything.
Sure, but Will, I mean, Fox was clearly under fire. I mean, massive pressure was on Fox to
do part
something.
Of that, too,
I don't think people go after publishers.
No, they don't.
They have.
They're assholes
really,
writing
but,
books.
But
the
they
time.
Are the people who are paying him big upfront money.
Remember, Judith Regan got blown out for the OJ book deal. I mean, it's totally different, but...
I don't think people
get pissed off enough.
There's no publisher that wants to drop Bill O'Reilly. There's no way. I mean, he's a gold mine. Those books, he churns them out.
They're good books.
They're good books. People like them. They buy them. They read them. They make tons of money. Everybody's happy. But are the organizations who are putting pressure on Fox, are they going to turn to his... I'm just asking.
It's not only just Bill O'Reilly, though. It is the stain of Roger Ailes is still there. Fox News did pay off some of these girls. It wasn't just Bill O'Reilly. I mean, they settled with him.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just because the two were tied together.
But for
he wasn't harassing anybody while he was writing his book.
Still, this idea that, just dropping the whole publishing thing, I just throw it out there. The idea that Fox News is suddenly this very aware and with it company that really cares about all their people equally is such BS. I mean, they stood behind him. As of 3 days ago or 2 days ago or 10 hours ago, he's had seven women that we know who say he's done unfathomable, outrageous. It's amazing. This guy can't get laid. He doesn't know how to approach a woman. He's completely abusive. He's an ass. He's even pulled employment offers from people. I mean, his behavior is positively despicable. All the shit that he's done... And he denies it. He doesn't acknowledge doing anything. He's paid $13 million to five girls. They've paid money to people. And yet they still stood with him as of, what, 12 hours ago?
Because he made a lot of money.
Right. Period. So don't, you know, for anybody to suggest Fox is suddenly this really,
awaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Woke.
No, their advertising dollars dried up for Bill O'Reilly. That's all that happened. And there was a lot of pressure on him. I heard Rupert Murdoch wanted to keep him.
Really?
But his sons apparently did not feel that way.
Well, the big winner is Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson.
That 8 o'clock slot.
I don't know how that... I think people will support Fox. People who are on that side of the political specter are going to support Fox News.
It's funny because when I saw that Tucker Carlson was taking over, I don't know, I just kind of Googled him, and it was kind of a fresh story. And the first two stories were Tucker Carlson takes over. The second one was... Tucker Carlson once said Democrats made up the concept of sexual harassment. So they've already started on him and his weird hair and his bow ties. So,
hey, did you know Kennedy has a show on the Fox Business Channel at night?
Kennedy?
From MTV. Yeah, I was watching it last night.
Oh, boy. How was it?
It was whatever. They were talking about health care. It kind of went in one ear, out the other. But I just thought it was weird that Kennedy is on the Fox Business Channel.
Seems like she'd be dreadfully bored.
No, she seemed into it. She's got a good enough personality to hold the attention.
Yeah, I suppose.
The topic wasn't terribly entertaining. I was watching it only because it was Kennedy from MTV.
Yeah, I mean, she's been certainly going in that direction, I suppose. She's been very political for a long time, but I just didn't know. As far as hosting a TV show on the Fox Business Channel, that's not where I expected to end up.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the play-by-play from the 2000s?
Yeah, nail some highlights of Bill's career as a sexual harasser. It is the fact that he's still doing this shit is incredible. This guy can't get laid. He doesn't know how to. I mean, look at all the celebrities out there. David Spade, for example. Look at the smoking hot chicks. He's like 5'2". Apparently, I'm not saying he's a bad-looking guy.
Apparently, he's hung. Forget what celebrity on TMZ said that today.
Really? David Spade.
The reason he gets chicks because he's hung.
But they don't. Do they really know that? Is that really why he gets laid? I think he's a good guy.
I think he makes chicks laugh.
Yeah, he makes chicks laugh. He's smooth.
He's aloof. I mean,
if you think of some of the stars, some of the not-so-hot stars who pull chicks like crazy, and there's a lot of them. I mean, some of the guys who are in their 50s and 60s and pull chicks
Wilmer
in their
20s. Valderrama.
Yeah, Wilmer Valderrama.
That's the most baffling one.
Bill O'Reilly makes $18 million a year. He's on TV for an hour every night, and he can't pull a hot chick.
Well, this one was when he was actually married. The first girl, her name's Andrea Macris.
Andrea Macris, yeah.
So 2004... She had broken up with her fiancé. She was actually engaged. And she was telling somebody, the president of Fox News, the vice president, that she could no longer work at Fox on her $56,000 salary. Uh-huh. So shortly thereafter, O'Reilly invited her out to dinner to discuss her future.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your future.
I'd be a little leery about going out to dinner with Bill O'Reilly, by the way, if I were a chick.
You think so?
Yeah, I would.
She worked for him, though.
I know, but we know Bill O'Reilly.
Well, now. I mean, I don't know if they knew back in 2002, I'm sorry.
I'm thinking of Wendy Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a couple years ago. I think it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Especially with that ugly bag. I'm not blaming her. Yeah, that tacky black bag she had. Jesus.
O'Reilly.
Forget all my career advice.
O'Reilly praised her skills as a booker and told the plaintiff he could not afford to lose her, so he raised her salary to $65,000. It's interesting that he could raise her salary, too.
Pay her out of his own pocket.
That's true. Yep. He gave her advice regarding handling of future relationships with members of the opposite sex, told her to avoid future contact with her ex-fiancé, to have manicures and pedicures, and pick up a 23-year-old man in bars, to attend charity events and meet men with credentials.
What a fucking dick.
To otherwise spend the next year doing what she felt like doing without thinking twice about the consequences. Which he's implying.
By the way,
get a little wild this next year.
Does she have a tape recorder with her?
Well, I mean, these are all her allegations. Which he settled this.
Right.
Defendant Bill O'Reilly suggested at the end of the year they discuss promoting her to producer position. During the course of the dinner in early May 2002, O'Reilly's demeanor abruptly changed. O'Reilly's eyes became glazed and bizarrely straight in opposite directions. Suddenly, without provocation or warning, defendant Bill O'Reilly said to plaintiff Andrea Macris, "And just use your vibrator to blow off steam."
Ew. Ew. It was a little weird, but she was kind of hanging in there thinking, oh, she's trying to help me, but then all of a sudden,
follows that with, "Well, you got a vibrator, don't you? Every girl does."
I can hear him saying it. Every girl does.
This cold shower replied, "No, and no, they don't. Does your wife?" Nice throwing that.
I know. Bring up the wife. That's like when Paula Jones, "What would Hillary think?" And that's when Bill turned beet red.
I think that's when you know it's not going to go anywhere.
Hillary who?
Oh, yeah.
Defendant replied, "Yes, in fact, she does. She'd kill me if she knew I was telling you." Plaintiff was repulsed.
No, she'd kill you if she knew you were telling this girl to have fun with her vibrator. That's what she'd kill you for, you dumbass.
He then continued to tell her that he advised another woman to purchase a vibrator, and he even taught her how to masturbate while telling her sexual stories over the telephone. O'Reilly told Andrea that she knew this woman from Fox. He then boasted that the woman had her very first orgasm via masturbation as he spoke to her on the telephone. Because O'Reilly's just that sexy.
Yeah, no, all the women want to talk about masturbating with Bill O'Reilly. He's just the guy for the conversation.
His wife, Maureen, was pretty hot, too, wasn't she?
You know what? I don't know.
Can you bring... Let me look her up. Maureen O'Reilly?
The plaintiff responded that she's never engaged in phone sex. O'Reilly professed disbelief and told her that sexual stories he told were all based upon his own experiences, such as when he received a massage in a cabana in Bali. And the, quote, "little short brown woman asked to see his penis and was amazed." So I'm in Bali. This little short brown woman asked to see my penis. She was amazed. Is she hot?
Nothing like bringing up your big cock.
Well, it comes back up. C-O-M-E. Bill O'Reilly then suggested that he tell her the same stories, which she would, quote, "just loved." She would love to hear all these stories.
Oh, I see. That's how Bill O'Reilly got this chick to get off, was by telling her stories.
Yeah, and so he wants to tell her.
So he's noted the stories. He's kind of filed them away for future orgasms with other people.
She expressed no interest in gaining experience in telephone sex. Defendant expressed disbelief.
What?
As they left, she thanked her boss for dinner and the raise. He said, "Stick with me and I'll take care of you." And then he walked to his hotel.
You know, what's so pathetic about this is it's from the minute she says she doesn't own a vibrator, I would say it's so obvious that she doesn't want anything to do with your dick.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of your dick talk or your beat off or your masturbating, whatever. She doesn't want anything to do with it. That line does not want to go over that line with you. So when he continues to push it from there, he's just completely doing what Roger Ailes does. He's just making a power play saying, "I'm your boss, you will succumb to me or else."
Cock.
Which is disgusting.
Well, he just gave her the raise. March, so now you're fast forward to your March 2003. He's out of town. He calls her. She's having dinner with a woman friend from college. Defendant was flirtatious, asking the plaintiff, "What are you wearing?"
Oh, God.
And then later that week, he joined her and other staff members at the Peninsula Hotel for cocktails. Plaintiff Andrea Max's college.
Wait, she joined him for cocktails?
And other staff members.
How long after the call?
This is later, like a couple days.
Okay.
Because it's all in the span of this 1 week.
I don't know if I'd be meeting this guy anywhere near alcohol after the vibrator and the...
With other staff members of the show you
were
wearing.
Yeah.
But he asked her and the friend from college if they'd have a menage a trois.
Fuck it.
So then he took May of 2003, just a couple months later, he took her and this college friend to dinner at De Silviano's. During the course of dinner,
what did they just politely decline? Not tonight.
I don't know. She left that out. Maybe they did.
Hot.
During the course of dinner, O'Reilly repeatedly prepositioned the women. What?
He's out with the same two.
Again,
friend.
2 months later. He was singing the praises of telephone sex, offered to telephone them both, and suggesting that the three of them go to a hotel together and have the time of their lives. He's still trying to get the menage a trois.
No, he means I'll have the time of my life. because you made it clear you want nothing to do with me.
This bodacious statement. O'Reilly further suggested that the women needed to be trained so they'd be equipped and ready to go when, quote, a real man shows up in your lives and offered them lessons.
Oh, God. He's so pathetic.
During the course of the
dinner. Can someone maybe give Bill O'Reilly a couple lessons in how to pull chicks?
Please.
He's got every qualification you need. He makes $18 million. This guy could pull so much ass if he had a clue.
He then told them about losing his virginity in a car at JFK to two, quote, really wild Scandinavian airline stewardesses.
Oh, yeah.
Fake!
Oh, no sure. Way. Sure you did.
And a girl at a sex show in Thailand who had showed him things in a back room that, quote, blew his mind.
He said he lost his virginity
in a car at an airport.
Three-way?
To two Scandinavian airline stewardesses.
Yeah, a three-way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in a three-way. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, you know, I've never heard of this guy, Bill O'Reilly, seriously, I don't think I can think of anyone who has been rejected by more chicks. Because I barely know anyone that's succumbed to him. All I know is that he's been married twice, so two women have had sex with him.
Maybe with the exception of...
Elliot Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, yeah. Although, I don't know. He was kind of a chicken shit. I'm not sure how much ass Elliot Rodgers really asked for.
Why would these two stories want these girls, like, why would these girls be into a menage a trois after those two stories about a Thailand sex show?
Because he had the time of his life in two menage a trois he told them about.
It's a nice
one. So now they know, oh, my God, every time two chicks with Bill O'Reilly, they have an incredible time.
Do it live!
This is ironic. At the end of the dinner, he then stated he was going to Italy to meet the Pope. Whoa. And then his pregnant wife was staying at home with his daughter.
In 10 years? 13 years? He's going to do that?
It's a premonition.
Yeah, I'm going to Italy to meet the Pope.
His pregnant wife is staying at home with his daughter, and he implied he was looking forward to some extramarital dalliances with hot Italian women.
Oh, women are really impressed by that. That's really the way to impress a woman.
I'm going
to
go meet the Pope and bang some hot Italian women.
Yeah, I need some extramarital ass. My wife's pregnant. Bitch.
Both plaintiff and her friend were repulsed.
Fat. She put on about 15 pounds carrying my baby. It's disgusting. Can't look at her.
Let's see if there's
Jesus any. Christ.
They went out to dinner again.
She got these big sloppy tits.
Fucking thing sucks.
So then in
competing with that fucking baby, sucking on her tits.
At dinner in September.
She wants to breastfeed the baby. How disgusting is that? Those things are for me. She could be squirting me in the head, and she's going to be feeding a baby.
That's why God gave her two. I'm going to go meet the Pope. Then in September, he once again professed disbelief that she had never engaged in phone sex. And asked, and she politely
you
declined.
Idiot. Of course she's probably had phone sex. She doesn't want to talk to you about it. Scott, how many times does he want to be rejected? He must be comfortable with being rejected. He's obviously been rejected by women so many times.
So she,
he's comfortable with it.
She goes and gets a job with CNN, and he hires her back at an even bigger raise.
I don't know why she wants to work with him. I mean, I'm not trying to blame her, but no. I'm kind of blaming her. Not blaming her, but I'm saying she was stupid to go back and work for him.
So April 2004, so pretty quickly thereafter, he asked her out to dinner again to talk about the future, and she said that she'd only have dinner if the talk was professional.
Good luck with that.
She said she would return to the O'Reilly factor only if he no longer engaged in inappropriate conduct. So he said, of course.
Good luck with that.
Then you'll be working for me, and I'd have power over you, so that couldn't happen. That wouldn't be fair. And then he kind of did the whole, you can't tell anybody anything anyway, and they would never believe you, that whole line.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
He talks about Roger Ailes and how he controls things behind the scenes, and you'll never work in this town again type
stuff. He forces himself on chicks all the time. It's amazing. Guy's the time of his life in that office. Locks the door. Threatens people with their job, and they put out for him. It's amazing.
Looks down their dress.
It's awesome.
So then she gets hired back, $73,000 this time.
Man, this chick is not exactly tearing the professional world up.
Living in New York. Well, associate producer, though. After interviewing two porn stars.
About 73 grand in New York, that seems like it'd be...
It wouldn't go very far.
I thought she was an anchor.
No, she's a producer. So August 2000.
She's not, by the way, she's not that hot. No. His wife is prettier than Andrea Macris, if you ask me.
Yeah. So now we're in 04. O'Reilly.
When did he get divorced, Brandon? Can you look that up?
I think it was 2011.
2011. So all this is going on while he's married. That's great.
Well, and she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was at home after interviewing two porn stars on the O'Reilly Factor. O'Reilly was really excited from the show. With a little preamble, defended Bill O'Reilly.
I would be so far from Bill O'Reilly after he's around two porn stars for 10 minutes. I would take a day off if I were a chick, if I had to be near him.
Yeah, he was married from 96 to 2011 with Maureen. And she wasn't doing crazy things at the end of that marriage, so he was looking elsewhere.
This is 2004. She's pregnant. I mean, 8 years into the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this poor girl. How old is Maureen, by the way?
I think, she looks a lot younger.
Yeah, she looks a lot younger.
I'll double check.
So after this interview with the porn stars, he calls her and tells her to purchase a vibrator and name it, and that he had one shaped like a cock with a little battery in it that a woman had given to him.
What?
It became apparent that the defendant was masturbating as he spoke. After he climaxed, O'Reilly said to the plaintiff, I appreciate the fun phone call. You can have fun tonight. I appreciate it. I mean it.
Oh, God.
What a creep.
Disgusting.
They play phone tag. I'm almost done with this.
Maureen's 50, and surprisingly, she's not online quite a bit. You don't see very many pictures of her. And so she's
good looking.
She's
girl.
Kept
she's
a low
really
profile for sure.
Cute.
She's, she probably had to keep all that money.
He once again offered to a teacher. On a masturbate.
He sounds like an idiot. I mean, just a complete moron. Either that or he just thinks, I'm so powerful, these chicks have to put up with it.
So she finally returned a call because I think one of the conventions was going on, so she thought it was about work.
Uh-huh.
Despite informing him that she was not at all interested in the conversation because he was talking, started sexually graphic talk. And despite her adamant refusal to participate in such talk, he advised her that he was watching a porn movie and babbled perversely regarding his fantasies concerning Caribbean vacations because purportedly, once people get in that hot weather, they shed their inhibitions. You know, they drink during the day. They just lay there and lazy. They have dinner and they come back and fool around. That's basically the modus operandi.
You'd be all over this big thing.
Boy, is that some boring sex talk.
I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but why is she still on the phone with him? Why does she call him back? Why does she?
Well,
she called
him back because she thought it was about an interview with Hillary Clinton because the DNC, I guess, was going on. Allegedly. I mean, this is all her side.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes into this full monologue. Well, if I took you down there, I'd want to take a shower with you right away. That would be the first thing I'd do. Yeah, we'd check into the room. We'd order up some room service, and you'd definitely get two wines into you as quickly as I could get them into you. Maybe intravenously get those glasses of wine into you.
His phone sex.
How many times you flipped the pillow so far, honey?
Oh.
His phone sex has so much foreplay.
I know. What?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be exhausting.
You would basically be in the shower, and I'd come in, and I'd join you, and you'd have your back to me, and I'd take the little loofah thing and kind of soap up your back, rub it all over you, get you to relax, hot water, and, you'd feel the tension drain out of you. And you'd still be with your back to me.
Yeah, except that Bill O'Reilly's hard cock is rubbing against your backside, which you're just completely grossed out by.
I'd put my arm in one of those mitts, those loofah mitts, you know? So I got my hands in it, and I'd put it around front, kind of rub your tummy a little bit with it. And then my other hand, I'd start to massage your boobs, get your nipples really hard, because I like that. And you have really spectacular boobs. So anyway, I'd be rubbing your big boobs and getting your nipples really hard, kind of kissing your neck from behind, and then I'd take your other hand with the falafel thing, I think he means loofah, and I'd just put it on your pussy, and you'd have to do it really light, just to kind of tease business. What? Reading
thinks,
it verbatim.
He thinks she's turned on by the word business.
Did I just skip one?
I hope.
That was the end of
that I
page.
Hope so. I want more. I'm getting turned on.
Just thinking of that loofah all over here.
In the shower.
Plaintiff was frightened and disturbed. He suggested that he would perform oral sex upon her and that she would start to perform fellatio upon his, quote, big cock. but not complete the sex
fucking
act.
Fucking thing sucks.
This is weird. He doesn't want her to complete the sex act. Quote, you tease me. Like, you wouldn't really do it. You just like, because, you know, like, you're a tease.
And that is it for us today.
Yeah, why not? Why not offend her a little bit while you're at it?
And that's when he started using the vibrator on himself on the phone. She could hear the vibrator.
Oh, he's sticking the vibrator in his ass.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. Wow.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
Oh, that's all the good stuff.
Oh, lovely. Oops. What a great guy. Oh, and the vibrator that somebody gave him. So, and she knew about that. So.
Gift that keeps on giving.
So convenient. Did you guys see the story about Frances Cobain? Frances Bean?
No. Cobain? Oh, now what she's up to.
Bean her up to.
This story just killed me. Beaner. Okay, first of all, I think of Frances Bean Cobain. I think of her as being like 13. It's kind of like Joey.
Right.
I just don't have the age right at all. It just seems like she will always be a kid to me. Yeah,
frozen in time.
Uh-huh. She's actually 24.
Oh.
She got divorced,
Wait,
right?
She's 24? Yeah, she's divorced.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the more incredible thing, is that she was married for 2 years to a musician.
Oh, my God. Does she never know she has daddy issues?
You know, Frances Bean dresses like Courtney, looks like Kurt.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that she looked like Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey. So this story is she's paying her
ex. Yeah,
she's
paying. Okay. She married this guy 2 years ago, and this is the part that I thought was just crazy. The arrangement that they had when she got married, he's seeking $25,000 in spousal support following the end of their 2 year marriage a month. $25,000 a month.
What a weasel.
From Courtney or Frances Bean Cobain.
I think they settled on 12, right?
Yes. She's also paying $15,000 of his legal fees.
Is he a baby?
No, I know that's
or a child.
He's 31.
So weird about it. It's like, okay, wait, she's 13, 14 years old and she's paying 12,000. I mean, that's what it seems like. She's actually older than that, but he's 31 years old. She's 24 and she's paying him 12 grand a month in Kurt Cobain's royalties, basically. Oh. That's not money she earned. So
that's sick.
Now, allegedly, she and this deal, when they got married, she promised to cover his monthly expenses.
Wow.
And I guess that holds up for life. Right. She will pay his monthly expenses for life. Now, what kind of a putz is he? Doesn't that just make him sound like a putz, a money-grubbing putz?
Oh, yeah, but why would you do that?
Okay, I'll marry you, but you got to cover my monthly expenses forever.
As long as
I'm alive, you cover my monthly expenses.
Is he Orlando Bloom charming or something?
No, look at him. Look at this dolt.
Do you see how much his estate or her estate is from Kurt?
I know, it's huge.
450.
Oh, my God. He's got a giant moon face.
But why does this dick deserve 12 grand a month for life?
Did you see the breakdown of what he wanted?
He said that included paying private school fees and household bills for his child from a previous relationship.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh.
Why is she responsible?
Kurt Cobain's royalties pay for this load's previous brat from another. I mean, this guy, what a fucking load this guy is. He's a walking bill. I mean, just create expenses, have other people pay
him. Walking bill.
What a pain in the ass.
Just pay me.
Yeah, cover this guy. I got a kid. Okay, I knocked up this chick. I don't have any money. You got to pay for that kid. Okay, and I want the kid in private school. How dare you say the kid. Should the kid be in private school?
That's why Kurt would have wanted it. Even though he doesn't know me. He's been dead for 22 years.
I don't have any money to pay my monthly expenses, so you got to pay her household bills. And it would pretty much cover the chick that's raising the kid, too. So
I think he has an even worse amount per month, too.
Isn't that the Federline plan?
Oh, that's a good
thing. That he's following there?
The
Federline. You know what's funny?
FedEx plan.
Didn't he sort of rehabilitate his image a little bit by raising those two kids?
And getting huge? Yeah. And then having 20 more kids?
Yeah, he has 7,
really,
I think.
Rehabilitated himself.
Except that when she was completely lost and such a screwball. In fact, her father still has to approve any expense she pays. Even,
I think she looks fantastic now, too, Brittany.
She looks a lot better. She sure does.
Holy cow.
She's very simple. So
that's okay. That's fine with me. I don't mind simple women.
What are you saying exactly, Trudy?
She's not very smart.
Brittany is kind of at the age, I believe, she's sort of frozen, cranium wise.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. I thought she said her looks, but you're talking about her personality.
Yeah, when she was a Mouseketeer, I think that's where her mind stopped forming, and she's still there. I mean, even though she grew into an adult body.
I would have to agree with you. I see no evidence of adulthood in her.
No.
And when you read about the kids, you know what was going on with the kids. She was putting Coke in the kids' milk bottles.
Yeah, she was like one of their pals from.
They like soft drinks.
I don't know if she's that stupid, Trudy. Remember, she was really into figuring out if time travel speed works. Remember?
Right.
Remember
I want to see that movie.
Do you think that's possible? Time travel, speed, space?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
That movie?
That television show. Oh, my God.
I don't know our reality.
What were some of the highlights from that show? That was her
Federline. I
want to
see that movie, yeah.
Of course.
And then they would
fight. It's like a new movie and stuff.
They would fight a lot, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but they were talking about Back to the Future.
Oh, right. Yeah,
the movie,
And she said, do you think that's possible? Time travel speed?
And what about her little sister? Isn't her little sister got some weirdness going, too? Didn't she get knocked up and have a kid when she's 17?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're from Jamie Louisiana, Lynn. So.
Yeah, and Jamie Lynn is a singer, too, isn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, not of any success level, but she, you know, she's willing to sing.
Let's see what Jamie Lynn
if you want her.
Is Britney a singer?
No, she can't sing.
I hear backing vocals once.
I can't believe the pile of hits that some of these no talents have. Whereas it used to be, we talked about this before, the Partridge Family, Bobby Sherman, you know, people like that, these teen idols, their posters would be selling like crazy for 2 years. They might have a couple hits, maybe three or four, over the course of a couple of years. And then it was over. Right. Bye-bye. See ya. No
job.
Interest. Zero. Zilch.
Next thing you know, Roland Winkler has all their money.
Right. He has everyone's money?
Yeah, one stupid car accident. They're broke. They're on heroin.
Wow.
They're close to dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a story.
Rolo.
All his dough, driving fancy schmancy cars, living in this big old mansion, and Leif Lott just struggling for his next fix of heroin.
We'll do it on the upper outer quarter, okay?
Okay.
Is this from Chaotic?
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
It's a cool name, but it wasn't about much.
Oh, let's see where they're talking about time travel.
That's
okay. Your turn.
Wait, you're filming me getting one?
Yes.
Oh, here it is.
Will it hurt me?
Oh, yeah, I'll go fucking smash Holly Berry, blow her back out.
Oh, my God. That was so uncalled for.
Jesus. It was so dumb. I was trying to go through it recently for audio.
I'm ugly.
No. This is it, right?
My jaw hurts.
That doesn't mean you're ugly.
What injured jaw usually means you're ugly. What's he talking about?
Well, it's like...
Well, she said, I'm ugly, my jaw hurts.
You've been grinding your teeth?
I've been grinding my teeth because I'm nervous. Oh, I don't know why.
You're so high
it's
here.
Weird.
Oh, my God, does she sound ridiculous?
What are you nervous about?
I'm not really nervous.
He sounds like Daniel.
No things come out there like that. Have you ever had butter beans?
Nervous about.
I don't know.
You guys sound something to eat.
Sounds like such a sack.
Listen.
A sack of what? Shit.
Just a sack.
I'm going to itch.
I just love that phrase.
Stop doing that.
Sack of
that
shit.
That feels like heaven. Mama, see what you passed down to me?
What you saying?
Start talking about time travel speed.
Mama, see what you passed down to me?
Dude, we're going to do clips of you burping. Because I've got like 20 of them.
This is a TV show.
I know. That's a lot of dead air for a TV show.
This was during the writer's strike, wasn't it?
I think it must be.
I want to see that movie.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Listen, what are you doing? You're zooming in. You're doing something weird.
I'm listening.
Why are you looking through the peephole? You're acting like a cameraman. Stop looking through the peephole.
Okay.
Listen.
You want to see the movie? Let's go see it.
Well, when is it going to be playing? Oh, no. When did Spun come out? I want to see that.
We'll have to go buy it on DVD. It might even be on the bus.
Huh?
It might have been on the bus.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
It was really on the bus?
I said it might have been on the bus. Dumb. I don't know.
I mean,
that's like a new movie and stuff.
Baby, that movie is... I watched it fucking 4 months ago on DVD.
Where have I
saying?
Over here? You've been on tour.
I'm confused because...
Is she chewing?
I feel like I'm
talking?
Missing out.
Oh, yeah.
Eating, yeah.
Missing out on what?
On life.
I really don't think that that's the truth.
You think I'm... This is what I have to talk about.
You're the most charming.
I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like things and things
and new
going
movies
on.
And stuff.
Like I feel like I'm behind or something. I know that sounds so weird.
It's because you're small, doesn't it? Or as Trudy said, simple.
She definitely should have been kept back a couple of classes
in
school. If she was, I wouldn't be surprised.
They took her
all.
Out of school.
Huh?
It's all the partying.
What are you talking about, all the partying?
How could this person have had like, hit records, like big hit records? Doesn't it make us seem
stupid?
Supposed
to mean?
Would you rather go out or would you rather go watch the movie?
Huh? And he reasons with her like he's a kindergarten teacher.
Would you rather go out? If you had a choice to go out or go watch a movie, what would you want to do?
I'd go watch that movie and just drink at home.
Boy, she's like an in-shape Mama June.
But what I'm trying to say is, do you ever feel like you're... Like, can some people... Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Mm-hmm. This could be very fun.
Is that possible? To time travel speed?
Time travel speed.
Yes, wow. It is, Kevin.
Okay,
is.
But not that we know of.
Maybe I think people can do that, and I think some people are ahead of us.
Well, maybe
some people are ahead of us,
but they would never tell the world. They wouldn't tell nobody. Shit.
You know, no wonder she said "huh" all the time because she knows. No wonder she kept going. Huh?
She's like Idiocracy embodied.
I can tell you, I find something adorable about her in that.
Oh, really?
I really do. I don't know.
You find something adorable about
Mark
what?
Love Stupid?
Watching her? I don't know why I found her to be very adorable there. I mean, she's a total idiot, but it's kind of adorable and cute.
Well, almost like she's a small child. I mean, if she's like 5, it would
well,
be.
Well, I think she's.
You know, that kid's kind of cute. I think she does some really funny things.
She's blown out.
Yeah, I think she's pretty
high.
Yeah, she's pretty stoned.
Blown out elsewhere.
No, but
too.
She's not the type. I don't think that took tons of hallucinogens or something that would have wrecked her brain.
A lot of weed.
Okay, so a little spacey. I could get that. But
she had to perform night after night after night.
Huh?
When you watch it, she just goes huh and like shakes her head.
You can see Mama June in that, can't you?
Yeah,
you
know? A little bit.
Like if you unzipped her and unzipped her again and unzipped her, Brittany would be in the middle.
Like a nesting doll.
Hey, you know, I thought of one thing when I started thinking about Brittany's parents. For some reason, it reminded me of Jessica Simpson. And what is going on with Mr. Simpson?
The gay
parent.
Joe?
Is he openly gay? Is he out of the closet gay?
Yeah, totally.
And
really?
No idea.
But he had male relationships. He was dating a guy, and Joe Simpson, who was supposed to be a pastor at a Methodist church or something. I don't think that's still going on.
Do you still have any expectation of people who are pastors?
I don't know. But remember, she got famous.
I wasn't expecting him to come out of the closet.
He started like dyeing his hair and growing. Look at this picture of him.
No, all of a sudden he thought he was really cool.
Here's a picture of him in February. I still think he thinks he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
Doesn't he look like. He looks like Robert Redford now. Like Robert Redford now.
He took a picture of Robert Redford to the plastic surgeon and said, I want to look like this.
Like, really? You want us to add wrinkles? All right.
They did the best they could.
And he's standing next to Jessica, who has one of those bondage shirts on.
Yeah, she looks
good.
Her boobs
are all out.
She looks great there.
Remember how in love he was with Jessica's rack?
We talked to him all the time.
Yeah. He was so into those tubes.
He told her to put that on. You put that on when we go out tonight, honey.
Listen to this article. This is really funny. When Joe Simpson lost his latest career this week as splashy photographer.
Oh.
He was feted by his pop daughters, Ashley and Jessica, who wore a blue dress and barely.
I'd like to apply to be a splashy photographer.
And barely contained her curves. But which, of course, was by Joe's demand. But right. Jessica's breasty frock was just a distraction from the real sartorial show. Joe, who seemed to be wearing Steven Seagal's t-shirt and Justin Bieber's old jeans.
Oh, boy.
Since splitting from wife Tina in 2012.
Oh,
I like tight clothes.
The 58-year-old has been sporting the kind of clothes, suggesting a midlife crisis and more, including
expressing myself,
man tunics, metallic shirts, and boy band jeans.
Man tunics.
The crowning, here's the best part. The crowning touch is his platinum Lloyd Dumb and Dumber Christmas hair, which he might even take off his head every night before he goes to bed.
Oh, wow.
A grown man's desire to turn back the clock is nothing new, but Simpson seems to be taking his wardrobe to cringe-making heights.
Wow.
There are a couple books out that sound kind of interesting. One I keep reading about. Mike Nesmith is writing a book, and... You know, of course, just like the Hillary book, they're giving you all the, you know, some of the highlights. And I guess he had some major drug-fueled bromance with Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Which sounds pretty commonplace, although I didn't... Well, you know, Jack Nicholson wrote the movie Head.
Oh, that's right.
And that was the Monkees movie.
Yeah, that trippy, when, yeah.
You know, because they went from being this sort of manufactured band... Mike Nesmith and Peter Tork were the only guys that played instruments when they started.
Dolan didn't play?
No, he didn't play. He learned to play drums, and Davey sang. And they went from having Neil Diamond write for them, and Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, and Carole King wrote another Pleasant Valley Sunday. I mean, they had really the best writers you could have who were fueling them with music. And those first two records.
Monkees albums.
Those first two records were huge. One of them was the biggest selling record in the U.S. in 68, I believe, or 67. And then they said, okay, we're not doing this. We're writing our own music, damn it. We're playing our own instruments. We don't need this all this help. To hell with all of you. And they wrote all their own songs. And, of course, they progressively went from being not only not number one, but not even on the charts. I think the last record maybe barely charted. And they toured playing their own instruments, and it was all sort of coming unglued. But Jack Nicholson rounded them up to do this movie, which is sort of critically, I think critically it's got its fans, the movie Head.
Let's check Rotten Tomatoes so you can play the game where you guess what it is.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm always amazed. Drew's very good at guessing what...
The percentage?
Critics, the critic scores and the fan scores.
I know. I'm really interested in Sandy Wexler, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I actually think I want to see it. I was reading reviews last night because you hated the... Did you see the trailer?
I just thought it looked ridiculous.
Well, he's speaking in a dumb voice.
Yeah.
And it's Adam Sandler, so I don't know.
All right, Head. Go ahead and guess. Critic rating and audience score.
Critics for Sandy Wexler, I'm going to say...
No, for Head.
Oh, for Head. Okay, wait. I'm going to say critics will go with... I'm going to say 57. Audience. Audience, I'm going to say 41. No. Critics, I'm going to go with 47. Audience with 57.
You said it became kind of critically acclaimed, though.
Yeah, I know.
75.
Whoa, damn it.
71 for viewers.
Wow, that was
nice. I didn't think the numbers were going to be that high because it just, I don't think that many people have seen it. But, wow, that's interesting. Now I want to see it.
And Sandy Wexler?
Sandy Wexler is going to be like critics. I bet they're like 33 or 30. I'll say 33, and the audience will be 50 about.
Wow. 33 and 48.
Get out of here. Swear, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sort of casino.
He's really good at it.
Damn. Well, I read some great reviews last night. The critics were just bombing it. But then when you went on and saw what the fans thought, some people thought it was the best movie he's done in a long time.
Hmm.
A lot of people thought it was very funny, had a lot of heart. And then every now and then you get people go, oh, it sucked. I'd give it a half a star.
A lot of heart. Do you want a lot of heart from Adam Sandler?
I think his movies, I think some of his movies have a little bit of heart. I mean, that's... it's, you know, if you're doing comedies, if it doesn't have any heart at all, it's kind of hard to make it work.
Not a fan.
You don't like Billy Madison?
No.
One of the greatest movies ever made?
What about the golf movie?
Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore.
Never really watched either one.
I like Little
Then
Nicky.
How can you say you don't like him?
Because I don't like him.
The Wedding Singer?
What do you not like?
I don't like him. I just think he's...
Oh, we had this argument before.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what it is you don't like that he did.
I just don't like him. There's something about him I just don't like.
But there must be something you saw.
Why don't you like him?
Because he's from Boston.
Is he? No, he's from New York, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he from... I thought he was New York.
That just proves it.
You don't like him because he's from Boston?
Well, I didn't know that, but that just proves maybe he comes across as one.
He's from New York.
Who knows? I just don't care for his movies.
What movie? Just name one movie you didn't like.
I don't know. Give me a few.
We did.
You said you didn't see him.
Give me a few, and I'll see if I saw him.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, I didn't see.
50 First Dates.
I didn't see.
Billy Madison.
I didn't watch it.
Mr. Deeds.
No.
Big Daddy.
I saw that.
Wedding Singer.
It's a good movie. You didn't
Wedding
like...
Singer, I only saw little pieces of it.
You didn't like Big
Wedding
Daddy?
Wedding Singer's a great movie.
Big Daddy was okay.
Little Nicky?
I didn't see it. Maybe because I don't like them.
Well, but how do you know? You haven't seen any of these things.
I just know I don't like
I think
them.
If you haven't seen Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, or Billy Madison, yeah. I don't know how you can really judge him because those are his best movies.
Waterboy.
Didn't see it.
What, really?
No.
I don't know how you avoid some of these movies. They're on so much.
What's the family one that they go? They all go away. Grown Ups, I kind of like.
God, that's one of his worst ones.
I kind of like that one.
That's hilarious.
Anger sure. Management, who's in that one with them?
Jack Nicholson.
I don't know if I saw that or not.
Man, you're kind of a zero on the guy. I don't know. You must have just not liked him on Saturday Night Live.
That's My Boy.
That's My Boy. It's a great movie with
I don't like him either.
Sandberg.
You don't like Andy Samberg?
No, I don't like him.
Okay,
now,
why?
What have you seen him in?
I don't remember. It was something on TV.
Like the digital shorts that were on SNL?
They don't watch them.
The Dick in the Box.
That was decent. They're decent. With Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
Why don't you like them?
I don't know. I think we talked about this on the show.
I'm surprised
back
you don't. It seems like there'd be some basis for it. I'm trying to figure out. I think there's some. It sounds like you don't like Saturday Night Live.
They remind me of each other. Sandberg and Sandler.
Why? Because they're Jewish?
No, they just remind me of each other.
I think you would like Happy Gilmore.
That's Bob Barker, right?
It's a sports movie.
Yeah.
I like Tin Cup.
Well, that's not an Adam Sandler movie.
Well, it's a golf movie.
I can't believe he wouldn't like Wedding Singer or...
Wedding Singer's good, too.
I didn't really watch it. Who else is in Wedding Singer?
50 First Dates, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, she's all right.
Fucking thing sucks!
I have a feeling you just don't like Saturday... You didn't like him on Saturday Night Live, did you?
Probably not.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
Just once in a while when my wife insists on it.
It seems like you don't even know him. I don't even know how you know him.
I try to avoid him.
That's funny. I wonder if there's an actor out there that I have seen barely any movies on that I don't like. And the only one I can think of, but I'll
acknowledge that I don't know their material, so it has no basis in fact. Like My Left Foot.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
You know, like Daniel Day-Lewis?
I haven't seen his biggest five or six movies. I saw There Will Be Blood.
It's a great movie.
And he was good in that. But
I know you didn't like Lincoln.
No, no way. Before Electricity.
I was going to say Vin Diesel.
I hate Vin Diesel.
But he's great in Boiler Room.
I just think he's a total schlub. He's good in Boiler Room.
My kids like him in that babysitting movie.
Vin Diesel?
I think it's called The Babysitter,
if I'm not mistaken.
No, that's...
Isn't that The Rock? Is that The Rock?
No, that's the guy... Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill's The Babysitter.
No.
That's a different Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's in another babysitter?
If it's not The Babysitter, it's something similar.
Are you kidding me?
He's watching his family, and the father gets assassinated.
There's a movie called...
The Pacifier? That's it, The Pacifier.
Because there's a movie called The Babysitter with Jonah Hill.
Oh, I thought...
Okay.
Actually, not bad.
I thought Vin Diesel was in that.
Well, you remember Vin Diesel gives a hell of an interview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. This week, I was watching Vin Diesel put together a story on how he gained weight for his role in Find Me Guilty. It was interesting.
It's a big physical change for you.
It's a huge physical change because I remember talking to Sidney Lumet saying, I love the character, but how am I going to look like Fat Jack DeNocio? And Sidney Lumet said, We have ways. And little did I know it was 2 hours of makeup every morning. And little did I know.
I swear I think you practiced this.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours of makeup every morning. And
this movie was a huge bomb.
A quart of ice cream.
Huge
every
bomb.
Day. Just a quarter a day of ice cream.
You know how he kept the weight off? Telling that story 5,000 times. I'm beginning to think The Diesel takes a lot of time to prep for his projects.
When I first directed my short film, Multifacial, what I used for confidence to direct that movie was a book by Sidney Lumet called Making Movies. And what I used for confidence was a book called Making Movies by Sidney Lumet. I bought a book called Making Movies by Sidney Lumet to get the confidence. To get the confidence to direct the film, I read a book called Making Movies by Sidney Lumet.
He's so self-important, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just aren't they mostly in love with himself.
Aren't most Hollywood guys are?
But it's so blatant. I mean, I just don't. It's funny. He's one of these people who I think is incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
Chips fell his way somehow. Because if I see him in a movie, I just think it's that stupid dope.
Yeah.
And he's playing this guy.
If The Rock wasn't in, he wouldn't have gotten anything. If The Rock didn't break the mold, I think. A guy like him wouldn't have gotten in.
Julie and I were talking about The Rock today, and I described him as the most perfect human being ever made.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
Seriously, has he ever done anything bad?
I dig him.
He's the best.
I like him. I like The Rock.
What's the point?
I don't know. I just like him. He's likable.
But you've seen his
stuff. Sandler is likable.
Sandler's likable.
All right, to you.
Sandler does have his. I mean, there's a ton of people that don't like Adam Sandler. People either like him or they don't like him. But I'm just finding that you don't even have seen him in anything.
Maybe it's his voice. Maybe it's the Hanukkah song. I don't know. I have no idea.
People love the Hanukkah song.
I don't like his voice.
The Hanukkah song is probably the most popular thing he's done.
Or the Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, which
we actually met him for 5 minutes.
Did you?
Yeah, he was very nice. He had a big Jets jacket on too, so you can bond with him over that. And a Jet starter.
Like Kevin Arnold.
He takes an enormous amount of abuse. I don't know. I'm not sure why there's this.
Well,
I mean, it's incredible that you could have so much a diversion on opinion on the same person. I would think most people kind of sort of group in the middle, and then you have those who like him, you know, some and then a lot. But he's either people really love him or they just hate him. Or they like his first. Most people, I think, like the first 5 or 6 movies he did, and then they see him as progressively going downhill.
Because he's doing the same thing, and now he's a 50-year-old guy instead of 25, acting like an idiot. If something's funny, it's funny.
It's hard to, you know, if you're going to have a long career in movies, or in this, what we do, it's very hard to do it for a long time, because some people are like, why don't you, if I go online and read enough stuff, I'll just go, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. Because I see people saying stuff like, oh my God, he's so old. Well, what am I supposed to do? Stop the clock? You want me to pretend I'm 20?
Yeah.
Should I be going out and partying every night?
You get shit if you evolve. You get shit if you don't evolve. It's right. Like, well, what do you,
what you wear, what change. You look like.
And it's, you know, it's certainly on a much smaller scale, but I understand that feeling because, you know, he's 50-something now. Isn't he 50 or so?
He's 50, yeah.
He's had a career going for a long time.
That's funny. He does the silly movies early on that people like, the Happy Gilmores, the Billy Madisons. Then he does, what's the Paul Thomas Anderson one? Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
Which
I thought was really good.
It's a good movie.
I thought it was really good.
No one cares.
Yeah.
So then he goes back to doing, you know, he did that Spanglish movie too, which I think was a bomb.
It was a mistake.
You really know your movies.
So he just decided,
well,
I've
trying
seen
to,
them.
He was
them.
Trying to do a romantic, he was trying to be a leading man.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're making enough movies over a long enough period of time, you're going to try everything. And he just stopped hitting the mark at some point. It seemed like he just couldn't do right. And then Grown Ups is like, well, let me get all my buddies in one movie. And, you know, surely it'll do. And it does. It does well at the box office. But it's a stinker of a movie.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
But didn't virtually everyone see it? Because, oh, my God, it's David Spade. It's
family
Rob
friendly.
Schneider. And it's a family movie. And they make a second one.
Rob Schneider's coming to Comic-Con, by the way.
Did you get him on?
I saw that.
I put in a request for him.
He was just at Caesar Windsor's, too. Sandler was there, too. With
sucks.
Swartzen.
Yeah.
Barbara Eden's there, by the way.
Yeah, I sent you a text. We'd love to talk to her. We'll talk to Barbara Eden if she's available. But it's actually Anthony Michael Hall I'd really like to talk to.
Yeah, God.
He'd be a good interview, I would think. Be okay. Sure.
Put the laundry list in.
Yeah. So anyway, Sandler, then he did the Judd Apatow movie.
Tell Anthony Michael Hall that we interviewed him once for his musical album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Well,
whatever.
He might have sold one or two.
Any excuse to talk to him? What's the comedian movie with funny people?
Yeah, you know what? That movie got ragged on. I like that movie.
It has its fans. It was good. I mean, he always has his. I mean, certain people like all those movies, but they just didn't have the mass appeal of Wedding Singer. And I think
I pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Wasn't a bad movie. I thought it was okay.
It had its moments. It's just,
I mean, it's watchable.
His movies are silly.
Yeah. So anyway, Sandy Wexler, I just, from reading the reviews, I have a feeling that I would like it because I basically like Adam Sandler. I mean, I'm hoping it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. And I've been disappointed too. I can even see previews like something like Fast Forward. Is that what that was called? I know I always get the name of that movie wrong. The one where he pushes the fast forward button and
Click?
Time moves forward.
Was
it called Click? Okay, whatever it's called. It's so stupid. I mean,
doesn't he do a video game movie?
What's
too?
The one? Yeah, the Pixels. Video game movie. That's another Pixels. One. Pixels. It's. I did finally see that movie. It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be, but it was bad. Yeah. I mean, it's just so silly.
He'll just pretty much do any movie.
Kind of. I feel like he had more control over his career at the beginning. I think he was more. This is my opinion. I could be totally wrong. I think he was actually putting his nose to the grindstone, and then later on, he's got a million projects coming at him. And
although he
made some bad choices,
did he bankroll the Schneider movies? Like
yes, he did.
Animal and Deuce Bigelow.
Yes.
And
yes. Yeah, they were just talking about that. They were all on Stern the other day.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be poor anytime soon.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. You can count on that. You know, what's interesting about the interview on Stern, he's so laid back in the interview, it was kind of boring.
Hmm.
And Stern's interviews have been great. I mean, he gets great people. They're there for 2 hours. They'll talk about anything. But then the funny thing was, when Rob Schneider came in, it kind of livened up the interview. Like Sandler loosened up a little bit. It was, I guess,
yeah.
I don't know. It was strange. And he was bringing up stuff that Sandler wasn't. Sandler does not, he's not a great interview. He's kind of just really laid back, almost seems like sort of sleepy, doesn't want to be there.
Maybe that's why Tom doesn't like
See,
him.
He sucks. Admitted it. You've come to my side.
No. I'm a fan. I don't know. You know, if Sandy Wexler sucks, I'll tell you. I'm going to see it. It's on Netflix.
Yeah,
I might just watch it tonight.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah. He's playing a sports agent.
Okay.
You like all things sports.
I do. Not all, so, but I do like
There's a million cameos in it.
Okay.
Although, you know, a lot of cameos scares me.
Not a big cameo guy.
Yeah.
Not a cameo guy.
What was the movie that I saw that had so many cameos? Oh, it was the, what's the Ben Stiller model movie?
Oh, Zoolander.
Zoolander. Yeah. Zoolander 2. Anybody see that besides me?
No.
There's a bunch of cameos in that movie. It's so bad. I really feel like they just thought, let's get some good cameos in here. Script's
a little
weak.
There's another guy I don't really love.
Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
What have you seen that you don't like?
I didn't like him on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's a guest.
I know, but he played himself.
But what about his movies?
His movies are
his
okay.
Movies.
Like what? Give me a good movie. Night at the Museum, I really never watched.
No,
what
I
else?
Never saw it.
Those are not my
Fockers?
Favorite movies.
He's okay in The Fockers.
What about Meet the Parents?
That's what I mean. Meet the Parents. The
you
Fockers.
Like Meet the Parents?
It's okay.
Something okay. About Mary?
He was okay.
Oh, come
okay.
On.
Okay, that movie's
classic.
Hilarious.
I just didn't like him in, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Dodgeball?
I never watched Dodgeball.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, he's playing a bit part. He's a guest.
But he's
you can't
playing
judge
him
on
but
it.
But he's playing himself.
Dropping
but
thunder.
If he's making himself look bad on Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's because it's a bit.
Reality Bites?
Oh, Reality. He's barely
reality
in Reality Bites?
Bites,
but he's I mean, such a dick.
Along Came Polly.
Along Came
Polly is
a
good movie.
Never saw it.
You haven't seen any of these movies of these people that you don't like. I don't get it. Why do you feel so strong?
And I guess you never.
You seem like you feel so strongly about it.
I just don't care for him.
But you love his dad.
Jerry? I love Jerry Stiller. Mr. Costanza.
Think of how hurt he would be if he heard you talking shit about his kid.
He has a great looking wife.
Who?
Ben Stiller's
Stiller?
Wife.
From the Dodgeball yeah. Chick.
Well, yeah. She played Marsha Brady, too, in the
Brady movie.
The Brady movie.
Oh, Drew, we forgot about he's in the Royal Tenenbaums, too.
Which is one of the greatest movies.
Love that.
God, I was just reading a lengthy piece on the Royal Tenenbaums. I mean, I can't remember even who wrote it, but they were talking about Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
And how many shitty movies Gene Hackman did in a row, and then all of a sudden, he finally read a script that inspired him. He's so damn funny in that movie.
The scene with him and Glover. He calls him Coltrane. Yeah. It's one of my favorite movie scenes.
I really thought Gene
a lot
when
of
I,
subtlety.
The second or third time I saw that movie, I said, how could this guy have not won Best Supporting Actor?
Let me guess, you've never seen that?
I haven't. What's it about?
Royal Tenenbaum.
I don't even know how you explain it.
That's Gene Hackman's character. and his kids, and it's
like Gene Hackman.
You know what? Have you ever seen a Wes Anderson movie?
Like what?
No, he would not. He wouldn't.
No.
See
why
like
am I? What? Why name, am I asking, name, asking name questions? Three of I know
them.
The answer.
Name three
to.
Of them.
The India, the train movie.
It was the Darjeeling Limited.
No.
Great movie.
What else?
Rushmore.
No.
That was the first big one with Bill Murray.
Fantastic movie.
Life
Fiction.
Life Aquatic. With
no.
Bill Murray.
No.
Let's stop talking about things Maz hates that he doesn't know anything about.
I like Bill Murray in Stripes.
It's old.
I like Groundhog Day. I love anything that's old.